And my name's Anne Brumman Addict.
Hi, Anne.
God, I wish you hadn't pointed that out. I've got the hysterics now. I've got to calm down. You know, I've been in recovery for 3.5 years, and one thing definitely hasn't changed from when I was using, and I still don't know how to say no. You know, I was asked to do this chair, and you know, and in my head it was like, no, you know, because I've done this before, and I found it so nerve-wracking. But just like with drugs, do you know what I mean? I'll give it another go. And maybe it might be different this time. And still haven't learnt yet. And maybe this just may be different. One thing I do know is that I feel safe here. Probably not right this minute. Probably will do in a little while. But I do really, really feel safe here. And I didn't instantly feel safe when I sort of turned up here. I don't think I've ever actually known what feeling safe is like. You know, I'd never known that before. And that's probably got a lot to do, I think, with trust as well. But I sort of turned up here and I acted as if, and I managed to calm myself that I did trust, you know, and people would say, you know, do you believe that it works? And I was like, yeah, I believe, and I believe. But not really. But, you know, I went to my first meeting, I don't know, it was 10, 15 years ago, and I'd really like to say the reasons why it didn't work, and I spent hours analysing, you know, that it was because I thought it was too spiritual, or, you know, maybe it was because I was out of it. I don't know, but I after all of that sort of analysing, I can sort of bring it back to being actually really quite simple, and that is I wasn't ready. I hadn't quite used enough. I needed to try every way to be able to make it work, and it hadn't quite broken my heart yet either. You know, I turned up at my first meeting, I think, just because I was a bit bored. I was bored with using, but I hadn't really lost anything, and I hadn't lost that contact with, I don't know, the world, my family, friends, people, you know. And I absolutely know that it's not about sort of circumstances, and, you know, I've had many, many consequences. And, you know, my final safe place when I was using, this really was my final safe place, was this prefab building next to this swimming baths in Tooting, and I was homeless, and I'd buried out this little tunnel underneath the prefab building, and I crawl in there at night, and that was so safe. That was brilliant. And so as you can imagine, I didn't really know what feeling safe was like. And that trust has probably only come in, you know, actually sort of quite recently, and that is, I absolutely know without a shadow of a doubt that that's actually, you know, got a lot to do with sort of sponsorship and having a sponsor. You know, I worked through the steps sort of quite quickly, you know, with a sponsor, and when she turned around to me, and I think I actually asked her what step I was on, and my sponsor said to me, you've done them, you're on step 12, and I cried my eyes out because I didn't feel any better. And I still felt exactly the same. But I had books and reams and folders and of writing that all really looked fantastic with ruled marks. And, oh, it looked brilliant. But I still wasn't very well. And, or I thought, anyway. And I was very, very confused. I mean, I don't know, maybe deep down I thought that I was going to be able to graduate and sort of leave one day and get my medal, and that this would be behind me. I now know that that's not the case, that this is, you know, absolutely, you know, a daily reprieve. And I've learnt that trust, as I said, with sort of my new sponsor, very much so, and that sort of, I tell you what she's really helped me with is probably a real sort of freedom of self. You know, absolutely riddled with self-obsession beyond belief. I was very, very shy. You know, I'm still shaking. I was very, very shy when I was a kid. And, you know, and I now sort of understand that to be sort of self-obsession. You know, I spent most of the time, like, looking at my shoes and the shape of my hands and arms and just feeling like this really fucked up, freaky kid, you know. And but when I'm with her, that was, you know, the first experience of actually being able to forget myself, actually not sort of needing to make her like me or laugh. Or, yeah, I suppose just like me. I mean, that sounds really quite icky, but, you know, it's just, it's like just all those sort of defences come down, and that has absolutely happened over time, you know, and doing a step four with her and also sharing with her, like, those sort of really, really hard times. Do you know, I haven't got a clue what time I started. Okay, I've got 5 minutes left. Okay. And you know, quite recently, I'm going to absolutely pray that I don't get upset, because I do have a tendency to get upset in chairs and bring the whole room down. I can do. I did this chair at a convention, and I sat there and I cried. But you know, I really needed that at the time, because nothing had shifted in me. You know, I was still very, like, you know, I had barriers and walls and everything else, and I couldn't actually let myself cry. And it was really quite wild, because I really didn't plan it. And I sat down, I did this chair, and halfway through it hit me. And it was just like this bolt out of the blue, and I completely lost control. And what that taught me was that it was okay, and that, once again, it was safe and it was all right to do that. And that was something that I needed to go through, and something that I really, really grew. You know, I had quite a problem with not just myself crying, but other people showing emotions as well. That was absolutely unacceptable. And it's not unacceptable today. I think it's really, really human. It's human. This is about life on life's terms. And actually being able to feel stuff is incredible. You know, I, as I said, I'm going to share just a little bit about sort of where I'm at sort of today in recovery. And I can honestly tell you that my life, I do feel like I'm living a bit of a dream. You know, being able to study, of course I have the flat, I actually pay bills, that's pretty incredible. You know, but as well as, not as well as, but probably the most important thing is, you know, I can actually meditate. I can actually sit still. I can actually hold, you know, my brain still for a second to actually find out what is going on for me without racing 100 million miles an hour, you know. And I definitely had not sat still for so many years, and I can just about do that today. And you know, I got one of those sort of, as I said, my life is amazing, but this sort of very much shows me about, you know, life on life's terms and living life on life's terms and being able to cope and use the tools that this program, because this is what this program is, isn't it? It's tools. I think it's tools. You know, I got one of those sort of phone calls that you dread, I don't know, part of life, I suppose, where, you know, my family rang me and said, we need you to come round to the house. We need to talk to you. Get your sister and all come round. You know, when they told me that my dad had a couple of months to live, and those sort of first 5 minutes, I can honestly say that, you know, the panic and the shock, and that, you know, this is a healthy man, and something I suppose I'd never experienced before. And straight away, I just think, right, I can't do this sort of pain. I can do everything else. I can sort of get manageable around my life, but I can't do this. You know, and of course, I sort of spoke to my sponsor, and the first thing she said to me was, oh my God, you're alive. You know, you're absolutely alive. Like, every day I have felt differently about that news, and I'm just so grateful to this program that I can sit there and I can talk to my dad about things that I never thought that I could ever talk about what it's meant to me, like having him in my life, you know, how grateful I am to have him there, you know, the love that I have for him and all of that sort of stuff, things that I literally would have run a million miles away from. And I think that my time's up, you know. I just want to say, you know, I didn't think that I was going to fit here. I thought my face wasn't going to fit and the way that I spoke wasn't going to fit, or everything. I came up with every excuse in my head as to why this wasn't going to work, you know. And my sponsor said a really lovely thing, which is, you know, I don't have to fit it. You know, this program is unique. It's unique to me and my life. So, you know, if you're new here, just please keep coming back. You know, it's absolutely given me freedom when, you know, I use for about 15 years. I don't think with a day's break apart from 5 weeks in a detox center. And even then they pumped me full of drugs. So I was more out of it. Thank you so much for asking me. This is an absolute privilege to be here. And I'm going to leave it there. Thank you.